Welcome to Real Estate New. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got the Randy Harris with us, Constable. We've got a lot of new stuff to talk about, so you're going to learn some stuff today, folks. Randy, thanks again for coming in. I mean, you came in not very long ago, but there's been a lot of changes just in a few weeks, a few months.
Always my pleasure to be here, and yes, there have been a lot of changes since we talked about it. They were about to start the last time we were on the radio, but they have started. We're in the middle of those now, but we have more changes coming up on November 9th as well.
Wow. Can you kind of update us?
Sure. What was about to come in was the second part of the CARES Act, and I want to make it very specific. This is for back rent-only evictions. This doesn't count for evictions related to violation of lease agreement. Those are still going through like always. But now if somebody is evicted for back rent in the citation, there's a form, a relief form. If they fill out that form, turn that form into the court. Court has to stay that until December 31st of this year, and then all rents become due on December 31st of this year. So we've had several of those come in where they have been stayed, and you know, we had one where there's a very experienced property manager came in and was still trying to object, said, no, we can't. This is stayed until December 31st. But on the other part side of that, which is the landlords, they can actually contest that relief packet that the tenant signs. And we've had one successful contest from a landlord who actually came in. The tenant did not show up on the hearing on the contest. And the landlord actually proved where they went through, tried to assist the tenant on everything that they could do to help them get rental assistance and everything else, and the tenant just shunned them and wouldn't even talk to them. So that one was denied. That one's going to hearing for eviction. So there still is some relief. The landlords can object to that, but then they're going to have to prove up their side of the case that the tenant was not living up to the standards on the relief packet.
Hey, Brian, a question. You said all past rents will be due December 31st.
Yes.
So we're saying if you didn't pay rent, let's say $1,000 a month.
Yes.
For the last 3 or 4 months, that's $3,000 or $4,000. It's going to be due on December 31st?
Exactly.
Realistically, if they couldn't pay it, how are they going to pay that?
Yeah, that's the way that the CDC set it up. Because this came from the CDC after the first CARES Act was done. President Trump signed an order for the CDC to intervene on past rent evictions. So,
okay. Well, I know I just had a meeting, and I think you're going to talk to us about what's fixing to come up, but what's fixing to happen in the mortgage world and the rental world.
Okay. The current CARES Act we're under right now is going to expire on November 8th. On November 9th, the new CARES Act is going to come in. Governor Abbott has released $171 million to assist in back rent. Now, the greatest chunk of that is going to back rent, but some of it is also going to legal fees for tenants. Now, both from the information I've seen, both the landlord and the tenant can apply for this back rent. And if it's granted, it gets deposited directly to the landlord. So
so that kind of answers my question. There's some relief out there for the people that really have been affected by this corona.
Exactly.
So the governor's trying to help them out to get where they can stay in their house and the people can pay them more. That makes good sense.
Exactly. They have to make application. And typically it looks like it's going to be a partnership between the landlord and the tenant working together on this to make this happen. And it takes both parties. But
it's a win-win because both people win. The landlord gets to pay his mortgage. Uh-huh. The tenant gets to stay in the house.
Exactly. So it's in the best interest for the landlord to go ahead and wait for this. I would almost say just if you're contemplating evicting somebody on past due rent right now, you may want to wait till November 9th when all the relief is available.
Perfect. 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 That is good information. And folks, and you're already the first to hear it, right, Randy?
Right. This is the first time we've put this out. So.
Randy, let's still, like we did last time, if you don't mind, let's take the tenant's perspective. And folks, that's why we're saying it. Sometimes a tenant has a bad landlord that doesn't take care of his stuff. What rights does a tenant have?
Well, there are repair and remedy laws on the books. Now, The catcher on the repair and remedy laws is your rent has to be current for that to be effective. If your rent's past due, and see, that's where a lot of tenants get a hang up. Well, they haven't fixed the plumbing or they haven't fixed this, so I'm going to withhold my rent, and then they get evicted for non-payment of rent. There's no reason in their Texas law to withhold your rent. So rent has to be current and due. But then there's a process that you can go through with notification to the landlord. Hey, this is broke. You need to fix it. And it outlines it in the statutes under property chapter 92 of the Texas Property Code. So anybody can go look that up. And it tells you how to make your notifications, what to do, how to follow up and proceed. And in the end, it will go to court as a repair and remedy lawsuit with the Justice of the Peace Corp. If it's proved up, and most all the time when I've seen these, they are proved up, the landlord not only has to fix the problem, the landlord has to pay the tenant the equivalent of 1 month's rent plus $1,500 or $1,000, depending on what it was filed under.
But we've had, you know, Gail does our property management for us.
Right.
We've had people call and say, well, this is broke. I want to fix today. Well, the landlord has how many, 30 days, I think? So many days.
It's a reasonable amount of time, yeah, and I can't recall exactly what it is. But they have to acknowledge and do something. But this is basically for the landlords that are like, I'm not going to fix that. It's not my duty.
But here's what we deal with. A lot of the people that we have that own properties that we manage for them have warranties on the property.
Yes.
And they do it for that just this reason. But it takes a little bit longer for the warranty company to kick in. Okay, and I'm going to say something in their defense. This summer when it was 107 degrees, to get an AC guy out in a day was impossible. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were so swamped and so backlogged. So the landlord does have a little bit of time to get it fixed. A good landlord that's trying to get it fixed to take care of it. You can't just say, we want it done today.
Right.
So.
Right, and that goes with communication back to the tenant that filed for relief. Well, the tenant would not communicate with the landlord. So it goes both ways. The tenant must communicate with the landlord. The landlord must communicate with the tenant. They have to be talking. They have to be communicating for this not to happen and say, hey, look, we're filing on our warranty deed. Not the warranty deed, but the warranty on our property. We have to get this, and it's going to take a little while. But, you know, sometimes landlords will bring in, say, your air conditioner, will bring in a window unit. Say, here, use this window unit until we can get it fixed.
Yes.